Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch an hour number two of the program. My name is Ian.
My name is Gard.
And mine's Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. And I believe the features at Gardner's website are free. He's got his own site,
true,
which is libertyconspiracy.com.
Yeah, thanks, Ian.
So Gardner has his own radio show. He does 5 days a week. So if you just can't get enough liberty-oriented talk, that would be an excellent selection for you.
Yeah, I open up my window and yell at all my neighbors and record it, and we put it on the website.
No, you're on a great FM talk station in the Concord, New Hampshire area, and we need to be on more FM talk stations.
Yeah, we got to get you guys over there. They're good guys at that station, too.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's get back to the concept of government existing in the first place, but let's do the phones first.
Because that's riveting radio.
Show about your calls here. you know what, Mark? People like ideas that people tune into Free Talk Live to hear ideas discussed that aren't discussed anywhere else. That's one of the important draws to this show. And
not
this
ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum? We haven't talked about the existence of government for a long time.
I think that this is the sort of radio that, you know, the talking about the existence of government is really the sort of radio that interests maybe a tenth of our listenership, the anarcho-capitalists
out
there.
You just go sell the radio show, okay? I'll worry about the programming. let's go to the phones in the meantime. Paul is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. You know, you're right about your program. You have a wonderful program, and I tell you, more and more people need to hook up with y'all.
Thank you, Paula. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I just thought I'd let you know something transpired in Washington a while ago. GW wanted to have a standoff with Nancy about the spending bills for Iraq and all that.
Okay.
Anyway, so I called her office and told her, I said, stand your ground. And I said, this guy doesn't know how to stop spending money.
Well, the Democrats don't know either. It's just that, see, the Republicans like to spend the money on the military, while the Democrats like to spend the money on the welfare programs. And either way, they're not going to give it back to you.
Well, the thing is, though, is that we need to get out of Iraq. And, I mean, we found out, like, from Alex exactly what this thing was all about, just to get a hold of all the oil and stop it, you know, and then make gas. I mean, the oil's so expensive, you can't afford it.
Hey, Paula, you know what's really funny is I had a conversation with this pinhead guy who had me doing some replacement for him on a national show. I won't mention who he is, but it was not either of these fine gentlemen here. And I got to say, we got in a conversation on the phone.
But the word fine might come into play.
Yeah,
as far as
very true. Okay. Absolutely right. I didn't think about that. Well done, Ian. You're quick. So anyway, he's based out of Boston, and he's a jerk. So the deal is, Paula, that I'm doing filling for him, and I'm talking about Iraq, and I'm using the studio here, and Ian's let me use it to hook up to his producers and stuff. It's real nice, you know. And we get off, and he's, like, assessing me after the program. He's talking to me about my Iraq position. And we get down to the finer point of, so let me ask you this. If it is about oil, do you think it's justified for the United States to attack a sovereign nation, whether it be Iraq or South Yemen for minerals or someplace else in Africa, because it is essential for our economy and it's so essential that it's strategically important? He goes, oh, absolutely. I was like, man, you just walked off it. You know, what do you think about that, Paul?
This is not right. And, I mean, we're all God's children. He gave us the oil. He gave us everything. And we're supposed to share it. I mean, we all live in this world. And we're all supposed to get along and care about each other and help each other, not trying to cut each other's throats.
I agree with that, Paula. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. As always, 800-259-9231. Is it just about the oil? Because if it really was just about the oil, couldn't they have just gone over there and taken the hundreds of billions of dollars and purchased it?
Well, you look at what Alan Greenspan said in his book, and which was ghostwritten. He revealed very quickly was ghostwritten. And he said, hey, you know, it was about the oil. He had a larger sort of geostrategic political concern, which was that if Saddam Hussein got his hands... if Saddam Hussein wasn't dealt with, then he'd get his hands on weapons of mass destruction. If he got his hands on weapons of mass destruction, he could go after Saudi Arabia, and then he'd dominate the oil industry in the Middle East. And I said, well, look, you know, apart from the United States government standing in the way of oil companies, you know, drilling in Anwar, where the Alaskan people want us to be able to drill. I don't know why I have a say of what the heck happens in Alaska. I'm never going to be there. But they want companies to be able to drill. Apart from the government stopping oil corporations from being able to drill off of of the Gulf. And apart from the federal government stopping companies from being able to refine oil in the United States, it's just totally absurd.
They can't build new refineries.
Yeah, they haven't been. There's been a moratorium on it that Bush only lifted just a little while ago. Did he lift it?
I don't know about that because we read a story recently that was talking about how there was a drop in production.
Oh, I better
because these oil refineries, they have to shut down the existing refineries and do repairs to this old equipment.
Oh my God, it is antiquated. But I thought, I better check on that because I thought that he had issued an executive order, which again unconstitutional. The whole thing it's such a miasma.
It really
but then
is.
On the other side, you've got subsidies that go to the oil companies for advertising overseas and research grants.
Yeah.
And it's just like
it's a mess.
Jeez, what a mess. But you know what's really interesting about that is I got a great email from a guy who listens to my show because of your show, Steve in Texas. Really good
nice.
Dude.
We just have this little incestuous little Liberty family.
I'm telling you, it's so wild. And I posted it over at the Liberty Conspiracy site because it was so... Yes, I did. I believe...
You posted something there.
Yeah, he sent me a couple emails. And this one, it was so good. He talked about, look... If conservatives think that we are justified to go and attack another country because that other country has something that is strategically important to the United States and somehow that has a bearing on national security, he says, how does that jibe with what conservatives always say that we don't have a right to somebody else's stuff as individuals? If we as a nation, a collective group somehow say, we can just go and get that stuff because we need it. Rather than paying for it from the people who make
it. We're nothing but a bunch of marauders at that point.
Yeah, what's the difference? I guess it really belies the fact that conservatives, so-called, have really sold out their principles to collectivism.
You're absolutely... And it was a great, great bit of insight. It was awesome.
Here's a related story. I got an email from a guy that hosts a show here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's an older gentleman. I think he's probably in his 70s.
Wow.
His name's Al Kulis. He had me on his show, and there's an archive of that at freetalklive.com on the publicity page if you want to hear it. But he just sent out an email, probably because he has an email list and he added me to it. I didn't ask him to. But he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, his email was, the subject line was, Yeehaw! Score 4 for the good guys.
Uh-oh.
And then caution, very graphic video, and it goes on to, he goes on to describe and included an attached video of what was allegedly 4 insurgents walking in Iraq. They were being followed by some sort of gunship of some sort, and there was a radio order that went into... Take them out. And so you see the footage of this volley of ammunition coming in and just blowing up the surrounding area where these guys were walking. And, the presumption is that, Americans are good guys. Like, whatever the American military does, it's good. And so if the American military is over there doing something, they're the good guys.
Yeah.
The presumption is that these 4 guys that were walking somewhere are insurgents. And, there's no evidence that proves that besides the fact that someone gave the order to attack them. And so I wrote this guy back, and I said, Al, I imagine that you love America. I'll even go out on a limb and say I think you probably have a deep respect for the Constitution. With those thoughts in mind, consider these questions. And I don't know if he's going to get back to me, but this is what happens when you send me an email like this.
My time during the day watching it and reading it.
I'm going to ask you some questions. It might turn into an appearance on his show. You never know.
Yeah.
So I said, do good guys follow unconstitutional orders? And then I followed that one up with, should the government only follow the Constitution when it's convenient? See, what I'm getting at, of course, is that if it is wrong to follow unconstitutional orders, then this is an unconstitutional war, and so therefore,
absolutely.
How could these be good guys? Because you, at least as I understand it and the way Ron Paul understands it, you have to declare war to go to war.
Before you go on with Al's stuff, I want to talk, Gardner's discussed this a couple of times, and because Gardner's here tonight. Now, there was a use of force thing
passed.
Resolution for use of force in Iraq.
Yeah.
Now, I realize that that wasn't necessarily a declaration of war, but who's to say what a declaration of war looks like?
You have hit on something that we had a huge explosion on my show, and I've actually isolated the sound. I don't want to plug the website too much, but later tonight I'll post the isolated debate about war powers. We can talk about it here because it was fascinating. I'll tell you
more
about it.
We need the executive summary coming up, 800-259-9231. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 15, 2007. Gold, 758 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $781.32, $385.20 for half, $192.60 per quarter. That's $781.32, $385.20, and $192.60. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The whole CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about.
I have to go there now.
Sounds like you enjoy it a little too much. shrine.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z, freetalklive.org. Now, Gardner, you were sort of, you and Mark and we were talking, you were talking about something, if you could just recap quickly. And
just quickly, we're talking a little bit, we were talking about Iraq, and then we went into the allowance to use military force in 2002 that Congress gave, and there are a number of ramifications there. One of them that we're running into today is this FISA thing, and I won't go into that too far, but the whole argument about FISA would essentially be moot on a constitutional level regarding the abstract.
The wiretapping thing, right?
Yeah, the wiretapping thing, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, which stipulates very clearly, if you read it, that the United States government can surveil through wiretaps foreigners only. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if there is an American on the other end of the phone, you can't do it. You cannot surveil without a warrant. You've got to get a warrant. So they have this whole FISA court thing, which is just rubber stamp stuff. The Bush administration wasn't going to the FISA court. And the reason I bring this up is because there's this whole debate going on right now in Congress whether or not they're going to reinstitute and rejigger the FISA laws to allow for immediate wiretaps by CIA people. People are coming up with examples of, well, down in Iraq, there were some guys who wanted to listen in on some potential terrorists, and they had to get permission because the phone calls are being rerouted to the United States, and therefore, under FISA, they couldn't listen in. And I say to myself, you know, all of this stuff would be much easier on a constitutional level to consider because the threshold would be much lower for unwarranted searches and seizures if we were at war. And, we get into the whole thing of the detainees. They're not being prosecuted under American criminal code as terrorists. They're not being held as prisoners of war. They're
because
being interrogated
we're not at war.
Because we haven't declared war. And specifically because Alberto Gonzalez lobbied Congress not to declare war.
Now, wouldn't
at the
they
time.
Have to treat those prisoners better if indeed
they
the war is declared?
Damn right they would. Absolutely right. They wouldn't be able to water torture these guys. It's a complete breach of the Geneva Accords. 1947, they said waterboarding was a form of torture.
So the whole point in not declaring war is that if it's not really a war, by definition and by law, and everything in law is all about definitions and all about redefining words. So therefore, if it's not a war, then there are no prisoners of war, and we can do whatever we want with
exactly
these people. Or we don't have to follow the international rules of war that have been set out over time because it's not a war.
You got it, Ian.
So,
that's exactly the problem.
Doesn't mean it's any less the health of the state. In fact, it sounds to me like not having a war, but actually making it be like a war, but not calling it a war, like we've done with Iraq and Vietnam and Korea, opens the door to all kinds of extra state abuses.
You got it. That's exactly it. And these guys that you hear claiming that, well, the enemy, they're not uniformed combatants, and therefore we can't declare war on them, that is totally bogus. It's completely fraudulent. They got a declaration. In fact, they went after the Barbary pirates because the pirates declared war on us, and they used the provision to prevent piracy in that case. But they could declare war against Al-Qaeda. They could declare war against Iraq, no problem. But to get to the point we were discussing just before the break, to bring it all home.
Right. Why isn't this resolution to use force not a declaration of war?
Right, exactly. The reason is this, and we got into a fascinating and sometimes very tumultuous conversation.
Sounds dizzying, too.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Jed Babin is the editor of Human Events, which is a paleo-conservative publication that started years and years ago, the very first conservative publication in the U.S. Jed was on my show on, like, Thursday, I think it was. And Jed and I started talking about whether or not the president could use the military without congressional approval.
Okay.
And I said, look, there's only one thing the president can do. It is when the Congress declares war, the president shall be the commander in chief of the army. That's what it is.
Until then, he's not.
He
doesn't command the Navy then?
Yeah. Well, the army and the Navy. Yes. Yeah, absolutely right. So he would be the commander of the military when Congress declares war,
right?
Okay, no problem. So he says, oh, no, Guard, as commander-in-chief, he can command them anytime, even if Congress doesn't declare war. I said, no. So I picked up the Constitution, And if you read the Constitution, in fact,
that's what I was taught in school. What he said, I was taught in school that
the president
and that's the commander of
chief. That's bogus. In fact, you guys, just hold on a second. Let me grab my Constitution here. Pardon me.
I'll tell you what. I don't know, Mark. What?
Well, this seems like a really relevant point to me is whether or not we are in fact at war, because I have heard people, you know, Sean Hannity included, say things like we are essentially at war.
All right. Now here it is. Now the way I look at this is sequential. Congress is granted the power to declare war. They also can call up the militia, right? That's what it says in Article 1. Congress shall have the power to call up the militia and to declare war. The president, in Section 2 of Article 2, it says, and this is all one sentence. This is extremely important because this shows you. The president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states, comma, when called into the actual service of the United States.
Because at the time there wasn't even a standing army.
Exactly. You hit it. And that's the first point I brought up. I said, look, how could the president be the commander-in-chief of the military at any time and use them any time he wanted if we didn't have a standing army at that time? He goes, it doesn't matter. That's what they said. And I was like, no, that's not what they said. And then he tried to get into the legal precedent. I was like, listen to me.
Right. So we've been breaking the Constitution.
Exactly.
I said,
you're a paleoconservative. If you're going to be talking about legal precedent as law and we have to abide by it, then how do you feel about Roe versus Wade? How would you feel about the Dred Scott decision? How would you feel about all these other laws that were on the books that were bad jurisprudence, bad Supreme Court decisions?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me that you wouldn't, and we were specifically talking about candidates like Ron Paul, you mean to tell me that you wouldn't want to find out from these candidates whether they believe that those rulings should be overturned? He was accusing me of being anti-American and an anarchist when all I said was I wouldn't support a candidate who believed in the War Powers Act and believed that George Bush was justified to go into Iraq.
Great. Now, hold on just a second. I want to go over it one more time because I'm looking at my the online version of the Constitution here.
Yeah.
Now first it says that the commander in chief of the Army and that he'll be the commander in chief of the Army and Navy militia when called into the actual service of the United States.
Right.
So it seems pretty clear there, but how come, if we have a standing army, then they are in service of the United States?
Well, this is illegally the thing, but they've been called into the service of the United States by the Congress. So one would assume that the onus is still on the Congress to decide under what service they're supposed to be called. So you can still have them a standing army, but not actually in any sort of military conflict. In order to go into the military conflict, it would be up to Congress to declare war.
Well, either way,
the fallback is Congress.
I think you got great points, Gardner, and I think you're intellectually correct. Unfortunately, the reality is something completely different. The reality is they're doing whatever the hell they want to do, which is how they always operate.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Can we get them back under control? I don't know if it's possible. Maybe Ron Paul can do it, but otherwise secession is the answer. More on the way.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Andy in here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are for free. So enjoy those on us, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, go grab them up. FreeTalkLive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We need to go to the phones and to the fun to talk to Indy in, Indy in Connecticut. Indy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Three quick things. Gardner's my favorite co-host, although I love all the co-hosts. During the commercial breaks, I totally hit the internet, and I have some great online shopping with your sponsors. Those are great sponsors you guys have.
Okay. Thank you. Great.
Number two, Ron Paul. I donated to my first presidential campaign recently, and I'm going to have to give some more money because we have an October goal to meet. And I encourage all the other listeners to do the same.
It's $4 million for October, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to step it up, man. I think other people need to as well.
Well, it's coming along. I mean, they're behind schedule for it, but,
I donated late in the game last time. I'm not going to do it again. I'll step up early, and I encourage everybody else to do the same.
Well, it's a lofty goal, and you got to set your high. You got to set your goals high. I mean, what is it they say? One of the old axioms.
Shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon if you want to make it over the fence, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, $4 million in a month is almost what they raised in the entire last quarter. So if they can make even close to $4 million,
but they need to step
well.
Up. This is the quarter that matters.
This is it. You're right. The primaries are going to be starting soon. In fact, they're even saying that New Hampshire is going to do it in December.
Yeah, looks like it now.
I'm going for the moon, guys, and I'm doubling up my contribution. I'm ready for November, December as well. So,
all right, Indy, I think it's a good idea.
If you don't give it to Ron now, you're going to give it to the politicians later in Texas anyway.
That's
so I figure,
And my real point, guys.
Yes, sir.
Something called the WARN Act, the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. My cousin is being laid off at the big internet provider in the D.C. area. And he said, hey, they're giving us 60 days notice guaranteed by the government that we're going to be laid off. And he thought it was great. But as a small business owner, in my mind, if I had to give my employees 60 days notice,
oh my gosh,
what kind of productivity do you think you're going to get out of those people? Now, I'm a good guy. I'm a good small businessman. I'll do my employees right every time that I can. But, guys,
they're going to slack off.
60 days notice.
What would you do? What would I do?
I'd be on your phone during your time contacting potential new employers, sending out my resume while you paid me.
And that's exactly what they're doing. And it's so uniform. It's not fair to the people who deserve it. Great, but the all the federal guidelines. If you have more than 99 employees, all the government gobbledygook, you got to pay them and. They just sit on their butts for X number of days, and as a stockholder, or a former stockholder in this big company, when it was cool, I just think it's ridiculous that big companies are held to the standard to put them on notice and let them sit around and collect funds.
That is ridiculous. Thank you for the story. We appreciate hearing from you, Indy, and thanks for your patience.
You're absolutely right.
Right on.
800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Talk to Jakob in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Jakob. Jakob?
Hi.
Hey.
Excuse me.
What's on your mind?
I jumped onto your program by accident. I'm a first-time listener. I've enjoyed
it, and
you were talking about driver's license and et cetera. And I did want to say something about that. However, on the subject of the war, today I read an article by a retired lieutenant colonel, which I think sums it up pretty good. Karen Kawatowski, I think her name is.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
If you Google that up and read that, it pretty much says it all, though. We're living in a fantastic nation, and anybody that comes up with a good fantasy, you'll get the multitude to follow after them, and that's certainly what George Bush did and his cronies. But on the driver's license thing, I would like to tell you that I've been doing this for some time, helping people and assisting them to get on the highways, and they have no driver's license, and we've been successful from the East Coast to the West Coast, not only on the roads, along the highway with police officers, but also in the courts. We just recently won a case in New York, and we're on one right now in Virginia Beach, Virginia. But what I do is I provide a document which is called a right to travel document, which is being successfully used along the highway when they're confronted by a police officer, and it's due to the fact of how this document is designed. I just wanted to say that and let the people out there who are having problems with driving and not having a driver's license, we do have a cannon that has been firing successfully.
All right, now hold on. Before you go on here, because I'm obviously curious, and I'm sure a number of our listeners are curious.
Before you
go on here, there are all kinds of claims and people saying they've got the magic bullet on the internet, and they all want to charge a whole bunch of money for some magic document.
I understand where you're going, but let me tell you something that's a fact. I can give you names and phone numbers of people that are successfully winning in the courts and along the highways. I think that's evidence to prove that what we are doing is successful.
Is the basic concept that the government is regulating the term motor vehicle, not necessarily a car, not necessarily a truck, the idea that motor vehicles are used for business purposes or something like that?
We don't even enter into that type of argument because it's a foolish argument to begin with. That argument is like arguing whether a war is not a war when millions of people are being killed. The fact of the matter is people are dying. It's a war. And the fact of the matter is we don't use that because that argument is not valid. The argument, we deal with natural citizens. If you're a natural citizen, you have the right to be traveling on the highways without any documentation at all. The permits and licensing that was created during the World Powers Act, and that was created for aliens and foreigners living within our borders, and they were able to move it on to the citizen, the sovereign citizen of the Constitutional Republic.
Now, wait a minute. This is something I disagreed with a caller earlier. I don't necessarily agree that there is such a thing as a sovereign citizen, because as I understand the definition of citizen, citizen is a term that has to do with you owing a duty of allegiance in return for the government's protection.
That's true.
We all know that the government doesn't doesn't have a duty to protect, so therefore there can't be a citizen. I like the term sovereign.
I should define my terms before I use that word, because in your analogy, using that word, you're totally correct, and I would be wrong using it under that analogy. That's not how we use it when we go in there and deal with these individuals. We are a representative of a nation, and we present ourselves that way. And as a sovereign individual, you, as a sovereign individual, have, under Constitution law, but even regardless of that, the fact remains, as that article that I read today states, that you must learn to live free if you're going to be free. If you don't learn to live free as a sovereign entity within this nation, you will never achieve that freedom that you desire. Because we live in an imperial world. You've got to wake up to that reality. We live in an imperial world, and those who have the power rule.
So you're telling me that you've got a piece of paper that a driver can whip out from their glove compartment and hand to a law enforcement officer, and that guy's just going to back down.
I'll not only tell you that, I'll give you the name of a person in Virginia who is one of our members who have successfully used it along the highway with a state police officer.
No.
Not only the police officer allowed him to move on, he stood there outside the car and he read every bit of that, which is a 5x8 card. He read every bit of it and he turned over and said, "Well, I see you have this notarized, so everything's in order. I heard it. He's go ahead, go on your way."
Before you go any farther on this, I know a few police officers, and it seems to me that if they knew something about this, you know, a piece of paper that one could use to travel, that they would have, you know, leaked it out to the public. I don't think that police officers are privy to too much more information than your average citizen. Mm-hmm. So how is it that, I'm not saying that I don't believe that the courts might be privy to some information the average citizen
is. They certainly are.
You know, the fewer people that you have in a situation, but there's lots of cops out there. How is it that this piece of paper gets you past a cop? I mean, what does it...
It gets you past by we educating the individual how they are to handle themselves along the highway. It's an educational process. It's not just a piece of paper that you're giving them. We provide that. However, we also educate you how
to address people. Do you have a website?
I am building a website. I have an email, and I have a post office address, and I
have a
phone
number. When you get a website up, you call back, because everybody that has the magic bullet, they never have a website. So once you get a website up, I want to hear back from you, and we'll talk then. Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231, and please don't let it be $700.
The worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health, with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free at 800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark, we're inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The features there are for free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping. Two places, amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It doesn't matter if you're an international listener listening in Germany, the United Kingdom, or Canada. You guys will be directed to your correct Amazon sites, and United States listeners will also go to the correct Amazon site. Anyway, you go about it, amazon.freetalklive.com is a great place to get your shopping done. Then, for Free Talk Live gear and cool clothing and that sort of thing, head over to store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live hats and hoodies and t-shirts, a variety of these in different colors even. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. You know, just another thought on the last caller we had. This guy, Jakob, called in from Pennsylvania, and he claimed to have the magic bullet for police officers. As far as if you get pulled over and you don't have a driver's license, all you have to do is hand them this 5x8 card. It's been notarized. It has something that it says on it that the police officer will read, and then he'll hand it back to you and let you go on your way. And it really sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and he says it works. He says he's got, documentation.
He's got people we can talk to, and I have... it's not that I doubt his claims, necessarily. It's just the funniest thing about all this is there are so many people out there offering these cure-alls, if you will, panaceas for government. There are so many people out there, and very few of them actually have an online presence. And some of it seems so simple. Like... oh, okay, it's a 5x8 card. And he said, well, it is an educational process, and you do need to learn these things and blah, blah, blah. But some of it seems so easy. Why don't they have websites yet? Why are all of the keepers of the forbidden knowledge of how to defeat the government agents, why is it that they are not tied into the Internet?
They're on shortwave.
I mean, that's it's just this weird common thread. Now, to be fair, there are some of them that claim that do have websites, but they don't ever call the show. And these guys are charging $600-$700, $3,000. They have all kinds of absurd charges that they're looking for in order to portray this information to you. And it just seems to me that those are all scams. I mean, they're all of them. They're all scams. You're going to pay $600. They're going to give you a folder full of information through the mail. You're going to look at it, and you're going to try it out, and you're going to lose. And then you've lost to the government, and you've lost $600 to these scam artists. In fact, if you want to get conspiratorial,
one might suggest that there are actually government people that are behind the conspiracies here, and that they're out raking in some extra cash from the Patriot movement, if you will.
Yeah, I tell you what, let's set up this front organization.
Well, I know you had our friend Mark Stevens on your show recently, Gardner.
Mark's great.
And I love what Mark Stevens, I love how he calls them Patriots, P-A-Y-T-R-I-O-T-S.
Well, he has sort of the same sort of thing, though. I mean, he sells a little system on how to get out of traffic tickets. And
Mark's book is $20.
His book, but not his scripts for dealing with the...
$50.
Just letting you know.
All I'm saying, I understand what you're saying, Mark, but I'm talking about the ones that are charging hundreds of dollars. Mark Stevens has done a lot of research, and he has put a lot of effort into getting his word out. He, you know, puts his own money into his radio show, and it costs money to do business, but it doesn't cost $700 for a CD-ROM. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
there's a certain point at which it becomes absurd, the amount of money that these people are looking for. So maybe Jacob is serious. Maybe he really is onto something. But until he's got a website, until he's offering something up to tantalize people, to give them something for free. And that's what I like about Mark Stevens, is he'll give you stuff that's useful on his website for free. And if you like what he's doing, then buy his book. And if you like that, then buy the script.
Yeah.
But same thing with... what's the gentleman's name? Robert Menard, up in Canada. He runs thinkfree.ca, another website that's loaded with free information. He has he has 2-hour seminars that he does up in Canada talking about these legal terms like registration and application, these things that we take for granted that we see all the time on government paperwork. And he tells you about how, well, what this really means in legalese is different from what it actually means in real life in the dictionary. And he goes into some really interesting detail in his seminars, which probably cost some money to get into in Canada, but he puts them up on Google Video for free. And so when somebody's offering information that can help you live more free, and they're offering it for free, I have a lot of respect for that, because it seems to me that we want people to be free. We don't want them to have to pay hundreds of dollars in order to learn the secret to being free.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of people I want to talk to. Those are the kinds of people I want to give, to promote on my radio show. The people that are out there spreading information and then asking on the other side of it, say, hey, you know, I spent a lot of time and money gathering this information for you. Maybe you can send me a donation, or maybe you can send me something. That I have a lot more respect for, rather than saying, buy our secret CD-ROM. It's packed full of hundreds of pages of research documents and magical things you can print out, and it will save you from the state. You know, do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Matt in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt.
Hi, Mark. Hi, God. How's it going?
Yeah, all right, man.
What's on your mind?
I want to talk about anarchism tonight.
Okay.
First of all, let me get back to what Mark said about half an hour ago, how like only 1/10 of the callers talk about philosophy and that kind of stuff.
I
like it much more than talking about the war. That just makes me sick to my stomach.
Mm.
Anyway, I want to talk about how you kind of consider yourself an anarchist.
Nope, I don't. I don't like that term. I don't consider myself an anarchist. The term anarchist, it has different meanings to different people out there. But even if you actually look up the definition of anarchist, the concept is really lack of rules. And, it can be defined as lack of government, but also lack of rules. And I don't like that. I like rules in my life. I like rules for my house. I like rules for my property. I don't object to rules. What I object to is being coerced by a group of people that I've never agreed to do business with into following their rules. That's what I object to, and that's why I'm a free marketeer, because I think that all the products and services that government is offering at the point of a weapon, like Mao Zedong said, I mean, all government power grows from the barrel of a gun. I fundamentally have a disagreement with that, and I think that all those products and services, if they are really truly valuable, should be offered in the marketplace on a voluntary basis. So free marketeer or voluntarist would be far more of an accurate term for me. The term anarchist, I don't agree with it at all.
Well, exactly. That's kind of what I was going to call and say. The original way that anarchism was kind of formulated back in the 19th century was like without hierarchy, not just without government, with no like economic hierarchies.
Well,
no
as
bosses
said,
or
no order.
Like
yeah, no order. Right?
Exactly. So yeah. I just want to call and say that in the original meaning, like, you guys have almost nothing to do with anarchism. Just the only similar thing is you don't believe in government in all cases.
Right. Well, I believe in self-government. Again, I think that's an inaccurate statement. I believe in self-government. What I don't believe in is people running roughshod over the freedoms of others because they want to, which is essentially what government is. It doesn't have anything to do with the consent process. It doesn't have anything to do with agreement. And no, I didn't sign a social contract. So that's what we need to do is help people understand that adults deal with each other on a voluntary basis. Children in a schoolyard, bullies, you know, those are the people that use force over others. It's time for Americans and the rest of the world to grow up. Thanks for the call, Matt. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, Ian, I think what you just articulated is a very important sort of hook for anybody who is a free marketeer onto which he or she can latch, really hook onto this, because the term anarchy itself, whether people even know the definition or the etymology of the word, has these sort of chaotic connotations, chaos,
sure,
craziness,
bomb throwing,
no rules, yeah, bomb throwing, violence, and eventual elimination of all sorts of things that we love in our lives. Anarchy is bad, and so if you can come up with another way to describe it and distinguish it in that way, voluntarism, free marketism, that sort of thing, that is a great way to do it. And you know, the secondary definition of anarchy perhaps applies very well. But I think if you can come up with a way to do it that is not pejorative to so many people, you've done a real service to the ideal.
Not only does the term anarchy suggest no rules, again, anarchy, lack of rule, basically, and that's that I fundamentally disagree with, it also, the concept of not having rules or the concept of anarchy, not having government, sort of specifies that there must be, that you believe in this political system, and that is an absence of a political system. Whereas under the free marketplace, if you want to go out and, you know, get yourself a piece of property and invite all your communist friends to come live on it and start your own commune and organize things in a communal fashion, please, by all means. As soon as you take someone off the street and drag them into your commune and say, you need to start picking lettuce or whatever the deal is,
yeah,
then you don't have freedom anymore. You don't have liberty. If people want to organize themselves into voluntary social systems, if somebody wants to go and create a neighborhood where things are ruled democratically, I have no objection to any of that. I just want them to leave me alone. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.